In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
I have asked so many people when I go speak at a different place just for an hour or so, what do you want me to talk about? And you know, so many times people that have been following the Lord for so many years will say the same thing. Would you speak about trusting in the Lord? Would you speak about trusting in Jesus? You see, I need to trust in Jesus the day I give my life to Jesus. And I need to trust in Jesus as I'm walking with him in faith. And I need to trust in Jesus when I'm taking my last breath and I'm on my way into the kingdom. To trust in Jesus, to trust in the Lord, to trust in the Lord and to do good, to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. We never, 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 never can trust in him enough. So this is what I'm speaking about. Trusting in the Lord. To trust in God will always bring about the prize. It is the prize. Trust in the Lord and do good, and you shall inherit the land. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desire of your heart. Commit your way, your life unto the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. Do not envy the people that are prospering, that are not following the Lord. Do not envy them. It will get you nowhere. You know what it says in Psalm 37, verse 10? For a little while the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. Do not waste your time thinking, I am a faithful man, and I have nothing. And look at those people. They have everything. I'm telling you, in a little while, the wicked shall not be. It is not your business to fret about the wicked. It is not your business to fret about what other people have and what you do not have. It is not your business to think that I am faithful and they are not, and I have nothing. It is not your business. It only brings you into confusion. It only brings you into confusion. It only brings you into confusion. What does Psalm 73 say? For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, for there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, yeah, as myself, you know what I'm saying? Neither are they plagued like other men, like myself, you know? Therefore, pride encompasses them like a chain. Violence covers them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt. They speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against heaven, and their tongue walks through the earth. Therefore, this people return hither, and the waters of a full cup are wrung out of them. And they even say, how does God know? Here we have people that don't even have any trust in God, and everything is happening right in their life, and you are envious about them. I'm going to tell you, that is such a waste of time. That's like a dog chasing its tail. That's like a dog chasing its tail. It is not God's will that you envy the wicked. It is not God's will that you start being tormented about a man of faith that I am, and I have nothing. That will get you nowhere. Oh, yes, that'll get you somewhere. That'll get you into darkness. That'll get you into depression. That'll get you into fear. That'll get you into lack of trust, and that's not what the Lord has for you. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord and do good. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. As I said on WECE, not many people know how to pray. I want the desire of my heart. I want what's in my heart, because what's in my heart is what the Lord has placed in my heart. I want what the Lord has placed in my heart. Please give me the desire of my heart. That's Psalm 37. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desire of your heart. I will tell you this, that I knew the desire of my heart would be to be a priest only because I prayed for it. And, you know, I remember talking to Marsha one day, and she said, you know what you need to pray for? And I said, what? She said, you need to pray for the desire of your heart, that it would come up like a flower. And I said, oh, my gosh, that's a scary thing. That's a scary thing. She said, but if you pray for the desire of your heart, Marsha said, she said, God will give you the desire of your heart, and that you will know you're doing the will of God. So I started to pray that scary prayer. Oh, Lord, give me the desire of my heart. Oh, Lord, whatever is in my heart, even if I don't even know it, give me the desire of my heart. And so you know what? He did. He gave me the desire of my heart. I went into the seminary, and you know what? I had to discern and see if this was my life, whether the Lord wanted me to be his priest, whether the Lord wanted me to be his mouthpiece, whether the Lord wanted me to be his sacrificial man. I had to find out, but I only found out because I prayed for the desire of my heart. But there are other desires in our heart that even beyond, if not beyond, that go along with the vocation. I knew the desire of my heart was also to be on radio. Not that I would make a great name for myself, because who knows me? You know, it's not about me. It's about Jesus. And I knew that was part of the desire of my heart. I knew that as a deacon. I knew that one day I would be on the radio and that I would be proclaiming Jesus on the radio. You might ask how I knew that, because it was in my heart. It was in my heart. It was never in my heart to be on television. It was in my heart to be on radio, to speak the word of God to people, especially to people that have not heard the word of God, to Jew first and then to the Greek, to Catholics that have left the church and they don't even know what it means to be Catholic, to Christians, that they might know Jesus and to be trusting in Jesus. So I knew it was my the desire of my heart to be on radio. And the way it happened was so wonderful. It happened miraculously. It happened miraculously. And the day I called WEZE, they said they had a space for me, and I started speaking the word of God on WEZE. But you know what? WROL at that time was owned by Carter, the Carter brothers, the Carter father and sons, and the Carter Broadcasting Company. And you know, if you were on Carter's radio programs, that's WROL, you couldn't be on anybody else. You were exclusively on his program and on his time, and he wouldn't let you be on WEZE. But you know what? I was on WEZE first, and he called me up a year later and asked me if I wanted to be on his station, and that's how I got on WROL. Isn't that wonderful? Now, he doesn't own WROL anymore. Salem Broadcasting owns WROL. But you see, isn't that wonderful how God opened the door for me to be on WROL and WEZE in Boston? I remember once having lunch with the Archbishop of Boston. He had called all the people in who were on radio. And he said to me, he said, you are the most listened to Catholic voice in the Archdiocese. So I said to him, Archbishop, I'm not only in the Archdiocese, I'm in Phoenix, I'm in St. Louis, I'm in Washington, D.C., I'm in the western part of the state, I'm in Arizona, I'm here, I'm there and everywhere. And you know what he said to me? He said, well, my duty is to be in Boston. I says, I'm in Boston, I'm on two stations in Boston. I'm on two stations in Boston. So my primary goal is Boston. But Jesus said, go ye therefore into the whole world and preach the gospel and make disciples. So, you know, God has opened doors. God has opened doors for me to preach. Now he has opened doors via the internet. It's beyond my expectation what God has done, that he has opened doors for me to preach the word of God via the internet. And I'm on the internet, inseason.net. www.inseason.net, television and radio. And here I am proclaiming the word of God. I have people hearing me in Jerusalem. I have people hearing me not only in Jerusalem, but in England, and just clicking on to me. And you know, it's wonderful. It's wonderful because I don't know who's doing this. It's none of my business. But you see, God gives you the desire of your heart when you trust in Him, when you commit your way to Him, when you say, "Here I am, Lord, I come to do Thy will. Here I am, Lord, I want to live for You. Here I am, Lord, I want to trust You." I'm calling you to trust in Jesus today, no matter what's happening. No matter what's happening, I'm calling you to trust in Jesus. Trust in Him, and He will act. 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 Listen to what it says. God is my refuge and my strength. He is a very present help in time of trouble. Come on, say it. My God is a very present help in time of trouble. Say it again. My God is a very present help in time of trouble. Therefore, I will not fear. Come on, say it. Therefore, I will not fear. Why? Because my God is a very present help in time of trouble, and I will not fear. I will not fear, even though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. I will not fear. I will not fear. Even though everything around me is falling apart, I will not fear. I will not fear. Why? Because the Lord is my refuge and my strength. He is a very present help in time of trouble. Do you understand me? A very present help in time of trouble. A very present help in time of trouble. And even if the mountains are being carried in the midst of the sea, even if my life seems to be falling apart, even if nothing is happening, even if the wicked are prospering and I'm not prospering, the Lord is my refuge and my strength. He is a very present help in time of trouble. Oh, yes, He is. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord and do good. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Make the Lord your whole life, and He will do things for you that only He can do. Oh, yes, forsake everyone else, but do not forsake the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act. Trust in the Lord and do good, and He will give you the desire of your heart. Delight yourself in the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Though the waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with swelling therefore. In other words, if my whole life is quaking and everything is wrong and I'm lost my job and I can't pay my bills, the Lord is my refuge and my strength. The Lord is my stronghold. The Lord is my God. The Lord is the one who will act. I need to do what I need to do. But my first thing is to trust in the Lord, to trust in the Lord, and to just commit my way to the Lord. I'm going to tell you, in the midst of the trouble, in the midst of the trouble, in the midst of the shaking of the mountains of your life, in the midst of the waters from like a flood, I'm telling you, the river, the scripture says there is a river. There is a river that flows that make glad the city of God. There is a river. There is a river. It is flowing from the throne of God and the throne of the Lamb. There is a river. There is a river that flows from the throne of God and the throne of the Lamb. This is the river of life, that in the midst of trouble there is a river. There is a river. It is the Holy Spirit. He flows from the throne of God and the throne of the Lamb. And what does He do? He makes glad the city of God. He makes glad the city of God. It is the holy place where He dwells. God is in the midst of her. It shall not be moved. You shall not be moved. You shall not be moved. Yes, though the mountains quake, though the waters quake, though the waters come up to your neck, you shall not be moved. You shall not be moved. You shall not be moved. Say it. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. I shall not, I shall not be moved, just like a tree planted by the water side. I shall not be moved. Why? Because God is my refuge, and I shall not be moved. The Lord is my refuge, and I shall not be moved, just like a tree planted by the water side. I shall not be moved. Though the mountains fall into the sea, I shall not be moved. Though mountains fall into the sea, I shall not be moved, just like a tree planted by the water side. I shall not be moved. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they shall not overflow. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burnt, neither shall the flame kindle upon you, because I am the Lord, I am your God, I am the Holy One of Israel. Fear not, I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by name, you are mine. You shall not be moved in the midst of all the distress. If you trust in the Lord and do good, if you commit your way to the Lord, you shall not be moved, no matter what's happening. Even if the mountains are being brought into the sea, even if everything is being turned inside out in your life, listen to what the Word of God says. There is a river. There is a river that flows from the city of God, the river of life, that makes glad the city of God. We need to get into that river. We need to get into that river. It is flows from the throne of God and the throne of the Lamb. There is a river that flows from God above. There is a fountain that's filled with God's great love. I come to these waters, there is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run dry. That river flows from the throne of God and the throne of the Lamb. It is the Holy Spirit. He is the Comforter. He is the Advocate. He is the very power of God. We get into that river when we start worshiping, when we start worshiping the Lord, when we start praising Him, when we start adoring Him, when we start forgetting about our troubles and trusting in the Lord with all of our heart. Trust in the Lord and do good. No matter what's happening in your life today, trust in the Lord and do good. Don't turn from Him. Nothing will happen if you turn from Him. Oh yes, something will happen. Things will only get worse if you turn from Him. Things will only get worse if you turn from Him. Trust in the Lord and do good, and He will give you the desire of your heart. And again, there is a river that flows from the throne of God and the throne of the Lamb. And again, the Lord says in Isaiah 43, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And I'm going to tell you, we all pass through those deep waters. When you go through the rivers, they shall not overflow. We all go through those rivers of trouble. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. And we all walk through the fire of adversity. For I am the Lord. I am your Lord. I am your God. I am the Holy One of Israel. I am your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Saba as for you. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have formed you. I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by your name. I have held you by my hand. In all your adversity, I have held you by my hand. Sometimes you do not know that I hold you by my hand, but I have always held you by my hand. Look back and see. See how my footprints have been in your life. See how I have anointed you. It is not time for you to give up. It is time for you to proceed. I not only hold you in my hand, by the hand, but I hold you as a shepherd holds the sheep on my neck. I hold you, and I say to you, I am yours. Say to me, Lord, you are mine. I say to you today, as a shepherd holds the sheep on his neck, I am yours. Say to me, you are mine. Tell me, you are mine. In the midst of the fire, tell me, you are mine, and I trust you. In the midst of the deluge of waters of trouble, tell me, you are mine, Lord, and I trust you. Tell me, make an act of faith. I trust you. I trust you. I trust you. No matter what, I trust you. I will not relent. I trust you, for you are mine. You are mine. I am yours. You are mine. Yes, but I said, the Lord who formed thee, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called you by name. I do not call you by a number. I call you by name. By name. You are mine. I know you. I formed you in your mother's womb. I have plans for you. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you go through the rivers, I shall not allow them to overflow. When you walk through the fire, they shall not burn you, neither shall the flame kindle against you. For I am your Lord. Hallelujah. I am the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Hallelujah. I give Egypt for your ransom. Ethiopia and Saba I give for you as a ransom. Since you are precious in my sight, you are precious in my sight. For as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. As the Father has loved me, Jesus says, so I have loved you. Say it. As the Father has loved Jesus, so Jesus loves me. As the Father loves Jesus, this is the way Jesus loves me. As the Father loves Jesus, this is the way Jesus loves me. As the Father loves Jesus, this is the way Jesus loves me. As the Father has loved me, Jesus says, so I have loved you. You are precious in my sight. Trust in the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord. Commit your life to the Lord, and he will act. Do not renege. Do not fight him anymore. To fight him is to lose. It's like playing tug of war with God. Surrender unto the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. Surrender unto the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the word of God. And our mailing address is simple. Father Tom, excuse me, Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. I'm going to say it again. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. I need to announce this for all my stations. Between July 5th and July 12th at the Holy Rosary in Winthrop, we are going to be having a School of the Holy Spirit. Maria Vadia will be there, and I will be there, and there will be other people. It is a School of the Holy Spirit to help people learn how to minister, and to activate the gifts of God that God has already given us through baptism and faith and through the release of the Spirit called the Baptism of the Spirit. It's called the School of the Holy Spirit, and you are welcome to come between July 5th and 12th. If you cannot make all the time, you can come for several days, a couple of days, and the telephone number to call is 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210. There are hotels available. There are places available for you to stay at hotels. You know, this is more than a conference. This is a time for us to come together to worship and also to activate the gifts of the Holy Ghost. That's between July 5th and July 12th. and you're welcome to come. If you can't come all the time, you can come some of the time. And this is the telephone number to call, 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210. If you were with us last year, it was a revival time for 3 or 4 days, and it was wonderful. This is going to be like it, but a little different. We're going to activate, the Holy Ghost is going to activate the gifts of the Holy Spirit within people so that people can use them and be a blessing to others. So the telephone number, 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210, July 5th to the 12th, that's next month, July 5th to the 12th, you're welcome to come. And I know many people from around the country have already sent in their reservations. We do have a limited amount of people because our church is not that big. So we still have plenty of room. So if you'd like to come, inquire about it, 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210. And you know what? Jimmy the Roofer will help you. He'll even shingle your house. And he even does trees. You know, I have a friend who does trees, and the guy charges so much money. He's an expert tree person. But Jimmy charges like 1/10 of it, and he does the same thing. So I'm not going to tell you who my friend is because he's an expert tree person, but Jimmy will even do trees. His telephone number is 617-519-0341, 617-519-0341, 617-519-0341. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.